Speaking of candy,
yeah,
they're going to be whipping it out over at Safety City. And I guess the only thing unsafe about that is keeping the kids up late with a big time sugar rush. Nancy Neal, Lubbock Parks and Rec. Howdy, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Pretty good. Okay. Are you resuscitated from Pumpkin Trail?
I am. I'm feeling inspired today. We had a great trail last week, and now we're on to Trick or Treat Street out at Safety City.
Okay. Now, this is an interesting event. Never happened before. First annual. Tell us about it, and honk the horn for some of the volunteer groups that are helping you out.
You bet. We've got this event, as you said, was first time, and Safety City is this miniature town. It has a street and storefronts and traffic lights and crosswalks and those types of things. And so we thought this was the perfect place to do kind of a trunk or treat, but make it just a trick-or-treat. So we've got 21 groups right now that have agreed to come out and give candy out and host one of our buildings. And so we're very excited about it. We're going to kind of dress up Safety City a little bit and invite all the kids and their parents to come. We've got one of the groups I know is Catholic Services.
Catholic Family Services?
Yes, and then we've got several others that are participating that I don't have that list in front of me right now, but we just really appreciate. Oh, I know, our City of Lubbock Human Resource Department is going to come out, and it's something their employees wanted to do, and so they're coming out. So
oh, nice.
Kind of just from inside my own organization. So, you know, we're very excited about it. As you say, we want to make this an annual event. And Body Works is coming out. They're going to be handing out candy, but they're going to bring some of their kid equipment. I'm not sure if they're bringing the bouncer, if they're bringing the wall that you climb. But they're going to be out there. Kona Ice is going to be out there. They're going to be handing out some of their things. And so we're just really excited. It's going to be a party.
Now,
sounds like fun.
Yeah, again, this is free to the public, right?
It is free to the public.
Okay, now, what's the actual age range? Because Safety City is really, I mean, I guess anybody can go, but it's really not targeted toward, like, 13-year-olds or anything like that, right?
No, it isn't. It's really geared towards your elementary-age kids and younger even, because it teaches them bike safety. It teaches them what a crosswalk is and how to stay in it when you cross the street and to watch for the different signals on the traffic light to know when you're supposed to cross. And so it is geared towards our elementary kids so that as they get older and are out and about in the neighborhoods on their own, that they know the safe way to cross the street, to ride their bike, that type of thing.
Yeah. Hey, good deal. We'll look for that. Give us the day and time again.
It is this Friday. It starts at 6 and will stop at 8:30. And it's Safety City's at 46th and Avenue U on that east side of Clapp Park.
Good. All right. Thanks for calling in this morning and bringing us up to speed on that.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. It's 8:14. Good morning.